Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host, and this morning's conversation is with Kathleen Turco, Chief Financial Officer of the General Services Administration. Also joining us in our conversation is Steve Watson.
Thanks, Al. Kathleen, OMB has undertaken its line of business initiatives to improve efficiency and effectiveness of common business functions across government. Supporting this initiative, OMB has designated GSA as one of the centers of excellence for financial management, one of the lines of business they're focused on. Can you tell us a little bit about this new initiative and how GSA will go about becoming a center of excellence?
Yes, Steve. It's exciting times in federal financial management. In terms of looking towards the future, the line of business and becoming a center of excellence is probably the most exciting work, I think, that we're going to undertake. Under the President's Management Agenda and the Performance Scorecard, as you were addressing, the Office of Management and Budget is looking for more efficiencies and effectiveness in the federal government. They took a process in which they looked across federal agencies and they asked federal agencies to come in and compete or apply to become a line of business. GSA, in the Financial Management Office, we currently cross-service via a shared services model, more than 50 organizations providing payroll and financial services and budgetary services. We thought it was unnatural for us to apply, and we were fortunate to be selected as a line of business. And we are moving forward with growing that business, so to speak. We currently offer financial services related to our systems. Our challenge is going to be along expanding that into e-payroll, which we also offer payroll now, but expanding that in terms of the type of customers. Currently, we offer our services to commissions and boards and smaller agencies. So our challenge is going to be in terms of growing that to mid-size agencies. We are currently working on our strategic plan and all efforts related to how we'll undertake that. We anticipate that fiscal year 2007, we will begin to work with other agencies, bringing them on board, offering financial services. We're looking to see if we can expand to HR services. We're in discussions right now with our chief people officer on that, and to expand on e-payroll. We are partnered right now with DFAS at the Department of Defense. We are payroll partners. And we have taken on a couple more agencies over the last year, and the question becomes expansion on e-payroll as well.
Focusing on financial management, GSA is already in the, sounds like it's already in the center of excellence business. What changes does the new push have on the way GSA will operate?
In terms of the office of the CFO or?
In terms of the center of excellence services you'll provide.
We will be expanding, I think, in terms of both the actual software that we're going to be providing. We're going to have to become more adept at the different financial packages because our customers will want to be able to shop. There's currently three or four that are on the market. We will offer one at this point as we start out. In terms of expanding the services beyond just a financial operation in terms of your payables and receivables and your obligations, our challenge will be, can we move into the financial analysis and assistance related to audit? So that's an exciting change that we are looking to make, probably fiscal year 08, as well as expanding in terms of our budgetary operations and what we can offer for budget analysis, including formulation and assistance on execution.
Sounds like a lot to get done.
Kathleen, continuing on this theme of change, I understand there's a plan for merging the Federal Supply Service and the Federal Technology Service. For listeners who are unfamiliar with GSA, can you tell us about what these two services within GSA do and why there is a need for this reorganization?
Yes. The Federal Supply Service provides federal customers with products, services, and programs to meet their supply, procurement, vehicle purchasing and leasing, travel and transportation needs, as well as personal property disposal requirements. The Federal Supply Service is one of three services currently. There are five business lines within FSS. FSS is located throughout the United States as well as aligned with military customers overseas. The Federal Technology Service delivers information technology solutions, including network services, telecommunications, and professional services. So the FTS supports government agencies with assisted services in terms of assisting on IT solutions and delivering of larger buys or assisting in the overall acquisition strategy for putting in a total solution for an agency program or operation. One of the challenges that we've had, we have two revolving funds, one known as the IT Fund or Information Technology Fund, and the other as the General Supply Fund. Over the last 10 years, the requirements for IT have expanded beyond just laptops or desktops and computers. It's really expanded to delivering solutions, and we felt we were somewhat hamstrung with the IT fund because the focus was on just sort of basic IT type activities. And so we proposed as part of the fiscal year 06 budget to merge the two funds in order to better offer to our customers opportunities for business solutions and to break down some artificial barriers between these two funds, as well as we think it'll make it a little more efficient and effective in managing it from the CFO's perspective. Along with that, evolved an opportunity to merge the two services as well. A proposal is pending on the Hill with the fiscal year 2006 budget to do just such a merger. Again, we think that bringing together the different services and business lines for FSS and FTS will allow us to be a almost one-stop shop for federal agencies. So along with the public building service, where we provide buildings, repair and alterations, as well as new constructions, an agency will also be able to see sort of a one GSA where you can also purchase your IT, your telecommunication requirements, whether or not you need services from the vast number of schedules that we offer for purchasing your daily office requirements of paper and pencils, et cetera, that it will be much more efficient and effective for other federal agencies to deal with us. In addition to that, we're looking to expand our customer relationship management opportunities with federal agencies and to better understand the mission of our federal agencies and to ensure then that our supplies and services address their missions as well.
This is a tremendous undertaking, and I would imagine that it will drive impacts in people, process, and technology. How will the process of the reorganization be carried out, and who will be involved?
The process of the reorganization starts at the top. Administrator Steve Perry is leading the reorganization. He established a steering committee in February of this year that includes the Acting Commissioner for the Federal Technology Service, Barbara Shelton, the Commissioner of the Federal Supply Service, Donna Bennett, myself, representing the financial management community at GSA, and Michael Carlton, Chief Information Officer. In addition, we have Joe Morvick on the team, and he's the Commissioner for PBS. And we also have Marty Wagner, who heads the Office of Government-Wide Policy. This team brought in some assistance from a contractor to assist us in the design and development of the reorganization. As you can imagine, it's a difficult task. It's a difficult task to ask individuals to look at their operations and propose revising them, realigning them, possibly asking them to take on a new job as we go forward. So there has been a lot of offsites and meetings in terms of drilling down what is the best alignment for delivering on these services and supplies and products, et cetera. We just released a draft plan on May 31st, and that has been out on the website, gsa.gov. We're asking our industry vendors to review the draft plan. Obviously, the Office of Management and Budget has been involved in the review of the plan, as well as our stakeholders on the Hill. And we are working to refine it. It's high level at this point. We're going to move forward and drill down into each of the proposed business portfolios and business lines, as well as the Office of CFO and the new Controller Office that's going to be established in the new service. It's going to be called the Federal Acquisition Service, as well as the requirements for the IT to support the new FAS.
You mentioned industry, and I would imagine that industry is concerned about this reorganization. How are you addressing their concerns?
We've had now two industry day opportunities to have the industry come in and comment, meet with us and discuss their view of the reorganization. That's very important because we do work closely with the industry in terms of delivering on our IT solutions, telecommunications, and in particular, of course, the schedules. So it's important to hear the industry concerns and to consider what the impact would be on the industry. So we have taken all that into account, as well as looking at discussing with federal agencies, the acquisition community, as well as the CIO community.
That's interesting. What does the future hold for GSA? We'll ask GSA CFO Kathleen Turco to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.